The last Aliyah of Parshas Yisro begins with a reaction of the Jewish people to Maimed Har Sinai. V'chol ha'am roim es ha'kolos. The whole nation saw the sounds, saw the thunder, v'yasa lapidim, v'yis kol ha'shofar. And here, first of all, the idea that everyone saw, the Mechilta comments that apparently there was no one there who was blind. And as the Torah Tumim points out, it doesn't mean that no one started off that way, but this is a reflection of the fact that the experience at Har Sinai was able to bring healing to everyone who was in need of any type of healing. There are those who have suggested that's why hospitals are named after Har Sinai, in order to reflect that capacity. But even for people who can see, the idea of seeing sounds seems unusual. The Ibn Ezra suggests that this is a reflection of the fact that all the senses are actually connected to each other. Rabbeinu Bachya writes that here we mean seeing in the sense of understanding. It's a reflection of the idea that people process information differently, and we find that we use different words in order to convey how things are understood. Rashiv Kambiavner of Goldwicht suggests that there is a connection here between both seeing and hearing, that seeing is the first exposure that we have to information often, and hearing is when we process things in more detail and more depth, but it's also more selective and more subjective, even though it's more intellectual. And what we really require is a combination of both, that deeper understanding that comes with hearing, but also that greater openness that comes with seeing. When sometimes we only hear what we want to hear, seeing is more open, and we need to combine both in terms of how we are willing to receive information, and especially the Torah. The Torah also tells us that part of this reaction, they knew and they moved. Here, this symbolism, the Baal HaTurim, suggests that this is telling us that the notion of swaying when we learn comes from here, and the Zohar compares it to a candle that flickers. So too, the Jew reacts when he hears Torah and moves just like a candle. And the Rama actually quotes us the halacha that when learning, there is a notion of moving around a bit in order to evoke this experience at Har Sinai. So the people are afraid, and they say to Moshe they want to hear directly from him and not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe tries to calm them down. Here the Oznayim LaTorah points out that this is another example of Moshe Rabbeinu's modesty and sincerity. Most people in such a position would be flattered that people turn to him and say, we'd rather hear from you, but he recognizes that that's not the reaction they need, and he seeks to calm them down, and he tells them, "Al tiro'u ki leva'avur nasos eschem." Don't be afraid that this is for the purpose of nasos. So what does nasos mean? Rashi understands this means to lift you up, and indeed, this is one of the impacts of the giving of the Torah here, that the Jews are fundamentally changed. They are transformed by the experience. They're not the same people afterwards as they were before, and it's meant to be intensely experiential. We have a mitzvah to remember Maimed Har Sinai, and that is not only about the content, but that is about the entire instilling of Yiras Shamayim, the recognition of the appreciation of God's word at that time, and everything that comes along with it. And this has the impact of leaving the Jews as changed people, as greater than they were before. The Ramban understands Nasos as the language of testing, like Nisayon, and here, as Rav Huttner expanded upon his Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, the idea is that we have to see if the Jews are able to appreciate grandeur and to recognize something that is majestic and impressive, because if they are just jaded and their attitude has been there, seen that, this is nothing impressive, and there's no sense of awe or wonder, then they're not going to be able to appreciate the Torah either. Like, the greatest gift in the world will be totally lost on someone who doesn't have a capacity to appreciate something which is glorious. So therefore, a part of the giving of the Torah itself comes together with an incredible display, and it's a part of the process to see if the Jews are indeed able to recognize that that is majestic and impressive, and therefore they will also be able to appreciate the Torah itself. In both interpretations, this is meant to instill Yiras Shamayim, and as the pasuk continues, "Ve'avur tia yirasu al pneichem levilsi sechato," this will create a atmosphere of Yiras Shamayim, and you won't come to sin. And the idea that this should be evident on your faces, this reflects the attribute of busha, of having a sense of shame and recognition when something is wrong. And the Gemara understands from here in Maseches Yevamos that this is how we know. This is one of the three attributes that tells us who is Jewish and who is a descendant of a Ram Avinu. The people who have the midah of rachmanas, of chesed, of compassion, of kindness, and also our baishanim. Those are the attributes of the descendants of Avraham Avinu. So to see if they are able to feel a sense of guilt and shame when they sin, that is a recognition of Yirat Shamayim, and this is the quality that must be found in the descendants of Avraham. In Pasuk Chaf, we have the prohibition of Lo Sasun Iti, you shall not make with me any images. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that this refers to a prohibition to make certain types of images of people, a whole discussion of what exactly it applies to, and also certain types of images of the sun and the moon and the stars, and also a discussion of what exactly is included in that. But the point is, this is not per se the prohibition of Avodah Zarah or that which is related to it, because that we already have in the Asaras HaDibros, but rather this is a aspect of Maaras Ayin, that it will look like this is something that we are seeking to worship, and therefore that is also independently prohibited. In Pasuk Chav Aleph, we learn about the requirement to make a mizbech and to bring karbanos on it, and the language here of es olosecha v'es shlamecha v'es tzoncha v'es bekarcha, that has a personal possessive here, as if it is your ola and your shlamim. The Sefer Eitz HaChaim comments that this may be the source for the idea that even though karbanos have to be brought lishma, have to be brought with all of the proper intentions in order for them to be not only kosher, but to accomplish what they need to accomplish. Nonetheless, there is a rule of stama lishma, that if nothing is spelled out, then we assume that it is lishma. And he suggests that perhaps this pasuk is the source, that even if you bring the olos as olosecha, just like v'yas bekarcha, just like it's your own property, and you're not explicitly saying anything more, nonetheless, that is still effective. And as the pasuk continues, asher azkir shemi avo elecha v'rechticha, that as my name is mentioned, I will come and bless it just the same. The Aliyah and the Parsha ends with the words v'lo saleh v'malos al mizbechi asher lo sigaleh ervas chalav, that we shouldn't have steps up to the mizbech, but rather a ramp. So that is so that when is walking, they're not exposed to the part below. And even though there wouldn't be an actual exposure, nonetheless, as Rashi says, this is a minag bizayon, this is a treatment of disrespect. And we are to learn from here that even though we're not dealing with a human being who's going to feel disrespected, this helps us to instill within ourselves the mentality of respect. And all the more so, we would understand that when dealing with human beings, we will be very careful about how we treat them and how we act in front of them. This is similar to the practice that we have of covering our challahs Friday night, that we do according to one explanation, so as not to embarrass the challahs that they're being passed over. We choose to recite Kiddush on the wine. So here it's not necessarily that we are actually concerned about embarrassing the challahs, but that we need to continuously train ourselves with inanimate objects to know how to have the mentality and the sensitivity to interact with people. There's also another idea here, as the Sefer Achinuch notes, that this is so that one shouldn't be able to simply run as they sometimes do up the stairs, and this is to instill a mentality of being careful and deliberate, and also an idea of modesty. And that is a reiteration of this theme that we have found throughout the parsha, that the quality of humility and modesty is crucial in receiving the Torah and relating to everything in it, as is, of course, this mentality of respect that is also taught to us through this halacha.